Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The final episode of Why Israel Matters airs tomorrow and throughout the week. It's called Shalom, and we're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. This series also, by the way, will begin a re-air right after this 13th episode airs this week. And you can also view this and other episodes online. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, before we begin, actually today I landed in Israel, and I am here with Covenant Journey students. These are Covenant Journey students from all over the country. We have a busload of students from 30 different colleges and universities. It's the most colleges and universities ever at one time. We've had about 232 colleges and universities that have been represented on these Covenant Journey trips. And today, as we landed in Israel, President Donald Trump also made his first international trip, and he is also in Israel today. He will ultimately meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli government officials and ultimately return. So this is a major week for Covenant Journey for these Christian college students. So for those that are listening, pray for them. In fact, week 11 was on Covenant Journey in the Why Israel Matters series. So if you didn't catch that, you can go back and watch that online. But the episode that actually airs tomorrow and the rest of the week is the final episode of the 13-part original series, and it's called Shalom. And Holly, you've had a chance already to pre-screen this, so give us your thoughts.
I did. You know, well, Shalom, of course, being the Hebrew word for peace, and this episode really emphasizes that that peace, that Shalom, comes from the Jewish people from within. It's a strength from God. You know, if, when you go to Israel, it's a common greeting. When you see someone, when you're coming, when you're going, you say Shalom.
It's kind of like aloha.
Exactly.
Coming
and aloha, going. Or hey,
and
how are you doing?
Is, yeah.
But it's really,
greetings,
it's a
ways.
Deeper meaning, because you see as much adversity as the Jewish people have gone through in that country, that they still have that internal strength from God. And in a country where there's not as much peace, the episode really emphasizes the need for reconciliation. There's no separation between religion and politics over there, but the religion has caused, has become a weapon of hate over there rather than peace. So the desire for the Jewish people wanting the peace and seeking the reconciliation, and this is a wonderful example, the three different stories really emphasize that.
Yeah, this shalom is the Hebrew word, and it's just this peace that comes from God.
Right, only from God, yes.
And at the end of each episode, we actually end with this scripture verse that talks mm-hmm. about praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And obviously, you know, through history, the Jews and many people around the world have prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. It has been the epicenter of controversy from the very beginning,
yes.
going all the way back to Abraham when he journeyed from Ur of the Chaldees into this area and ultimately settled there. And then King David, 3,000 years ago, established Jerusalem as the capital between the 10 northern tribes and the two southern tribes, united Israel together with the 12 tribes. And Israel has been the capital, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel ever since. And it has this historical connection to Israel, to the scriptures,
right,
to the Jewish people going back 3,000 years.
But even today, like, there's certain areas that Palestinians cannot cross over. There's still that war, so to speak, going on there. So when in this episode, you see the ideal situations where you have a warehouse, where you've got Israelis and Palestinians working together in peace and learning and loving each other. So it's really an example of what can happen in the country as well.
Yeah, and you know, that's encouraging that you have Palestinians that want to work alongside, mm-hmm. side by side, and are peaceful working with Israelis and certainly in the Israeli capital of Jerusalem and elsewhere. But regrettably, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, there are those elements within the higher ranks, if you will, that feed on stirring dissension and violence. And it's amazing that so many Israelis have that inner shalom, that, yes, that inner peace given by God, when there are elements that seek to constantly destroy them. The officials, the Palestinian authorities and other, don't even recognize Israel's right to live. So it's good to see Israel reaching out to various Palestinians, trying to engender peace in a region where peace has been lacking for hundreds of years.
Yeah, and one of the stories, in fact, you see this 73-year-old Israeli man, Jewish man, sweet, just 73, just working his heart out, working alongside Palestinians that are, you know, that learn from him, that love him. And it's just a neat picture of what can happen in the entire country, as well as the world, when we're willing to seek peace instead of our own selfish war.
This is from Psalm 122. It says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity." You know, there is this misconception that the media puts out, this narrative, fake news, if you will, that the Jewish people in Israel just want conflict and war.
Right.
You talk to them, they're just like anyone else. They have families, they have children. No one wants to send their young son or daughter into the military where there is the possibility that they will ultimately be on the front lines of conflict. You know, they do that. That's universal within Israel. It's a mandatory service for both young men and young women. No one wants that. They want peace. Problem is, however, is they have no real peace partner. There's a lot of efforts that are taking place for people to come together and be peaceful neighbors. And that's certainly what Israel and the Jewish people want. But, you know, as Matt, you were saying, you've got the Palestinian Authority led by Mahmoud Abbas, who is a Holocaust denier on the one hand. You also have the Hamas government in Gaza, and they don't want peace. And so they stir up the people oftentimes. And so sometimes you have to separate those terrorist regimes from the people that are on the ground.
The media, the mainstream media here in the United States and around the world, as well as the left and the United Nations and others, very powerful individuals around the world, kind of foster that fake news, that false narrative that it is the Israelis that are occupiers, that it is the Israelis that are stirring up all of this violence and dissension when they want peace. And isn't that what President Trump is going to be talking about today with Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, certainly he'll talk about what he can do. And of course, I know he's not going to interfere with the autonomy of Israel. They know what's best and will certainly support Israel. But one of the things that's been very clear over the years is that land for peace doesn't work if the other side doesn't recognize your right to exist. That's a bare minimum. That's the starting point.
You know, Matt, even back to the days when Jesus walked the earth, we see that religion was a weapon of hate rather than peace. And that's why he was very clear to say we need to love our enemies, reach out to our enemies. And you see that example in this episode. And when you walk away after you watch it, you really are compelled the need we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Well, you know, there is a book called Son of Hamas, and it's about the son of one of the Hamas founders who lived in Ramallah and knows about the terrorist acts that Hamas had and has been perpetrating. It was the Sermon on the Mount, that very passage, pray for those, your enemies, and for those who persecute you, that ultimately kept gnawing at him. And it was through that experience and through some Christians that actually had invited him to come and check out a church that the Lord continued to work on his life, and he ultimately gave his life to Jesus. And he is a Christian now. He's a fugitive from his own people because he has a fatwa on him now, a death sentence, because he converted from Islam to Christianity. But it was that passage that you're talking about, the radicalization of Jesus' message in the Sermon on the Mount. It will cut you to the core. Pray for your enemies. He said he was raised to kill your enemies? How would you pray for them and forgive them? And this is what ultimately changed his life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Click on the Why Israel Matters icon. That'll take you to our Christians in Defense of Israel webpage, and you can watch online this and other episodes. Again, it will re-air. Check out Why Israel Matters, the final episode, Shalom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.